Regulation EU number 1177/2010 of the European Parliament of the Council of 24 November 2010. Rights of passengers travelling by sea and in land waterway and amending. Regulations. Regulation EU number 1177/2010 of the European Parliament of the Council of 24 November 2010 concerning the rights of passengers when travelling by sea and inland waterway and amending. Regulation EC number 2006/2004. The European Parliament and the Council of the European Union, having regard to the Treaty of the Functioning of the European Union, and in particular Articles 91 and 100 thereof, having regard to the proposal from the European Commission, having regard to the opinion of the European Economic and Social Committee, after consulting the Committee of the Regions, acting in accordance with the ordinary legislative procedure, whereas action by the Union in the field of maritime and inland waterway transport should aim, among other things, at ensuring a high level of protection for passengers that is comparable with other modes of transport. Moreover, full account should be taken of the requirements and of consumers' protection in general. Since the maritime and inland waterway passenger is the weaker party to the transport contracts, all passengers should be granted of a minimum level of protection. Nothing should prevent carriers from offering contracts conditions more favorable for the passengers than the condition laid down in this regulation. At the same time, the aim of this regulation is not to interfere in commercial business-to-business relationships concerning the transport of goods. In particular, agreements between a road haulier and carrier should not be constructed as transport contracts for the purposes of this regulation and should therefore not give the road haulier or its employees the right to compensation under this regulation in the case of delays. The protection of passengers should cover not only passenger services between ports situated in the territory of the member states, but also passenger services between such ports and ports situated outside the territory of the member states, taking into account the risk of distortion of competition of the passenger transport market. Therefore, the term union carrier should, for the purposes of this regulation, be interpreted as broadly as possible, but without affecting other legal acts of the union, such as Council Regulation WEC number 1456/86 of 22nd December 1986, laying down details rules for the application of Articles 85 and 86 of the Treaty to Maritime Transport and Council Regulation WEC number 36/7/92 of 7 December 1992, applying the principles of freedom to provide services to maritime transport without member states, maritime cabotage. The internal market for maritime and inland waterway passenger services should benefit citizens in general. Consequently, disabled person and person with reduced mobility, whether caused by disability, age or any other factor, should have opportunities for using passenger services and cruises that are comparable to those of other citizens. Disabled person and person with reduced mobility have the same rights as all other citizens with regards to free movement, freedom of choice and non-discrimination. Member states should promote the use of public transport and the use of integrated tickets in order to optimize the use of interoperability of the various transport modes and operators. In the light of Article 9 of the United Nations Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and in order to give disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility opportunities for maritime and inland waterway travel comparable to those of other citizens, rules for non-discrimination and assistance during their journey should be established. Those persons should therefore be accepted for carriage and not refused transport, except for reasons which are justified on the grounds of safety and established by the competent authorities. They should enjoy the right of assistance in ports and on board passenger ships. In the interest of social inclusion, the person concerned should receive this assistance free of charge. Carriage should establish access condition, preferably using the European standardization system. In deciding of the design of new ports and terminals, and as part of the major refurbishment, the bodies responsible for those facilities should take into account the needs of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, in particular with regard to accessibility, paying particular consideration to design for all requirements. Carriers should take such needs into accounts when deciding of the design of new and newly refurbished passenger ships in accordance with Directive 2006/87/EC of the European Parliament of the Council and 12 December 2006 laying down technical requirements for inland waterway vessels. And Directive 2009/46/EC of the European Parliament and of the Council of 6 May 2009 on safety rules and standards of passenger ship. Assistance given at ports situated in the territory of a member state should, among other things, enable disabled person and person with reduced mobility to proceed from a designated point of arrival at a port to a passenger ship and from a passenger ship to a designated point of departure at a port, including embarking and disembarking. In organizing assistance to disabled person and person with reduced mobility and the training of their personal carriers should cooperate with organization representative and disabled person or person with reduced mobility. In that work, they should also take into account the relevant provisions of international convention and code on standards of training, certification, and watchkeeping for seafarers, as well as the recommendation of the International Maritime Organization on the design and operation of passenger ships to respond to elderly and disabled persons' needs. The provisions governing the embarkation of disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility should be without prejudice to the general provisions applicable to the embarkation of passengers laid down by the International Union or national rules in force. Legal acts of the Union on passengers' rights should take into account the needs of passengers, in particular those of disabled person and person with reduced mobility, to use different transport modes and to transfer smoothly between different modes, subject to applicable safety regulation for the operation of ships. Passengers should be adequately informed in the event of cancellation or delay of any passenger service or cruise. That information should help passengers to make the necessary arrangements and, if needed, to obtain information about alternative connections. Inconvenience experienced by passengers due to the cancellation or long delay of their journey should be reduced. To this end, passengers should be adequately looked after and should be able to cancel their journey and have their ticket reimbursed or to obtain routing under satisfactory conditions. Adequate accommodation for passengers may not necessarily consist of hotel rooms, but also of any other suitable accommodation that is available depending in particular on the circumstances relating to each specific situation, the passenger vehicles, and the characteristics of the ship. In this respect, and in duly justified cases of extraordinary and urgent circumstances, carriers should be able to take full advantage of the available relevant facilities in cooperation with civil authorities. Carriers should provide for the payment of compensation and passengers in the event of the cancellation or delay of a passenger service based on a percentage of the ticket price, except when the cancellation or delay occurs due to weather conditions endangering the safe operation of the ship or to extraordinary circumstances which could not have been avoided even if all reasonable measures had been taken. Carriers should, in accordance with generally accepted principles, bear the burden of providing that the cancellation or delay was caused by such weather condition endangering the safe operation of the ship should include but not be limited to strong winds, heavy seas, strong currents, difficult ice conditions, and extremely high or low water levels, hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Extraordinary circumstances should include but not be limited to natural disasters such as fires and earthquakes, terrorist attacks, wars and military or civil armed conflicts, uprising, military or illegal confiscation, labor conflicts, landing any sick, injured or dead prison, search and rescue operations at sea or on inland waterways, measures necessary to protect the environment, decisions taken by traffic management bodies or port authorities, or decisions by the competent authorities with regard to public order and safety, as well as to cover urgent transport needs. With involvement of stakeholders, professional associations, and the associations of customers, passengers, disabled persons, and persons with reduced mobility, carriers should cooperate in order to adopt arrangements at national or European level for improving care and assistance offered to passengers whenever their travel is interrupted, notably in the event of long delays or cancellation of travel. National enforcement bodies should be informed of those arrangements. The Court of Justice of the European Union has already ruled that problems leading to cancellation or delays can be covered by the concept of extraordinary circumstances, only to the extent that they stem from events which are not inherent in the normal exercise of the activity of the carrier concerned and are beyond its actual control. It should be noted that the weather condition endangering the safe operation of the ship are indeed beyond the actual control of the carrier. This regulation should not affect rights of passengers should include the receipt of information regarding the passenger service and or cruise before and during the journey. All essential information provided to passenger should also be provided in formats accessible to disabled person and person with reduced mobility, with such accessible formats allowing passengers to access the same information using, for example, text, braille, audio, video, and electronic formats. Passengers should be able to exercise their rights by means of appropriate and accessible complaint procedures implemented by carriers and terminal operators within their respective areas of competence, or as the case may be, by the submission of complaints to the body or the bodies designed to the designated to the end by the member states concerned. carriers and terminal operators should respond to complaints by passengers within a set period of time, bearing in mind that the non-reaction to a complaint should be held against them. Taking into account the procedures established by member states for the submission of complaints, a complaint concerning a instance in a port or on board a ship should preferably be addressed to the body or bodies designed for the enforcement of this regulation in the member states where the port of embarkation is situated, and for passenger services from a third country where the port of disembarkation is situated. Member states should ensure compliance with this regulation and designate a competent body or bodies to carry out supervision and enforcement tasks. This does not affect the rights of passenger to seek legal redress from courts under national law. The body or bodies designed for the enforcement of this regulation should be independent of commercial interests. Each member state should appoint at least one body, which, when applicable, should have the power and capability to investigate individual complaints and to facilitate dispute settlement. Passengers should be entitled to receive a substantiated reply from the designated body within a reasonable period of time. Given the importance of reliable statistics for the enforcement of this regulation, in particular to ensure coherent application throughout the Union, the reports prepared by those bodies should, if possible, include statistics on complaints and their outcome. Member states should lay down penalties applicable to infringements of this regulation and ensure that those penalties are applied. Those penalties should be effective, proportionate, and dissuasive. Since the objectives of this regulation, namely to ensure a high level of protection of and assistance to passengers throughout the member states and to ensure that economic agents operate under harmonized conditions in the internal market, cannot be sufficiently achieved by the member states and can therefore, by reason of the scale and effects of the action, be better achieved at union level, the union may adopt measures in accordance with the principle of subsidiarity as set out in Article 5 of the Treaty of European Union. In accordance with the principle of proportionality as set out in the article, this regulation does not go beyond what is necessary in order to achieve those objectives. The enforcement of this regulation should be based on Regulation EC number 2006/2004 of the European Parliament and of the Council of 27 October 2004 on cooperation between national authorities responsible for the enforcement and consumer protection laws, the Regulation of Consumer Protection Cooperation. That regulation should therefore be amended accordingly. Directive 9546 EC of the European Parliament and of the Council of 24 October 1996 on the protection of individuals with regard to the processing of personal data and on the free movement of such data should be strictly respected and enforced in order to guarantee respect for the privacy of natural and legal persons, and to ensure that the information and the reports requested serve solely to fulfill the obligation laid down in this regulation and are not used to the detriment of such persons. This regulation respects the fundamental rights and observes the principle recognized in particular by the Charter and Fundamental Rights of the European Union, as referred to in Article 6 to the Treaty of European Union. General provision, subject matter. This regulation established rules for sea and inland waterway transport as regards the following: non-discrimination between passengers with regard to transport conditions offered by carriers, non-discrimination and assistance for disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, the rights of passengers in cases of cancellation or delay, minimum information to provided to passengers, the handling complaints, general rules of enforcement. Scope. This regulation shall apply in respect of passengers traveling on passenger services where the port of embarkation is situated in the territory of a member state, on passenger services where the port of embarkation is situated outside the territory of a member state and the port of disembarkation is situated to the territory of a member state, provided that the service is operated by a union carrier as defined in Article 3. On a cruise where the port of embarkation is situated in the territory of a member state, however, Articles 16, 18, 19, and 20, and shall not apply to those passengers. This regulation shall not apply in respect of passengers traveling on ships certified to carry up to 12 passengers, on ships which have a crew responsible for the cooperation of the ship composed of not more than 3 persons, or where the distance of the overall passenger services is less than 500 meters one way, on excursion and sightseeing tours other than cruises, or on ships not propelled by mechanical means as well as original, and individual replicas of historical passenger ships designed before 1965, built predominantly with the original materials certified to carry up to 36 passengers. Member States may, for a period of 2 years from 18 December 2012, exempt from the application of this regulation seagoing ships of less than 300 gross tons operating in domestic transport, provided that the rights of passengers under this regulation are adequately insured under national law. Member States may exempt from the application of this regulation passenger service covered by public service obligations, public services contracts, or integrated services, provided that the rights of passengers under this regulation are comparably guaranteed under national law. Without prejudice to Directive 2006/87/EC to the Directive 2009/94/EC, nothing in this regulation shall be understood as constituting technical requirements imposing obligation on carriers, terminal operation, or other entities to modify or replace ships, infrastructures, ports, or port terminals. Definitions. For the purposes of this regulation, the following definition shall apply. Disabled person or person with reduced mobility means any person whose mobility when using transport is reduced as a result of any physical disability, sensory or locomotor, permanent or temporary, intellectual disability or impairment, or any other causes of disability, or as a result of age, and whose situation needs appropriate attention and adaptation to these particular needs of the service made available to all passengers. Territory of a member state means a territory to which the Treaty of the Functioning of the European Union applies, as refers to the Article 355 thereof, under the conditions set out therein. Access conditions means relevant standards, guidelines, and information of the accessibility of port terminals and ships, including their facilities for disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility. Carrier means a natural or legal person other than a tour operator, travel agent, or ticket vendor offering transport by passenger service or cruises to the general public. Union carrier means a carrier established within the territory of a member state or offering transport by passenger services operated to or from the territory of a member state. Passenger services means a commercial passenger transport services by sea or inland waterways operated according to a published timetable. Integrated services means interconnected transport services within a determined geographical area with a single information service, ticketing scheme, and timetable. Performing carrier means a person other than the carrier who actually performs the carriage wholly or partially. Inland waterway means a natural or artificial navigable inland body of water or system of interconnected bodies of water used for transport such as lakes, river or canals, or any combination of these. Ports means a place or a geographical area made up of such improvement, works and facilities as to permit the reception of ships from which passengers regularly embark or disembark. Port terminal means a terminal staffed by a carrier or a terminal operator in a port with facilities such as a check-in ticket counters and lounges and staff for the embarkation or disembarkation of passengers traveling on passenger services or on a cruise. Ship means a vessel used for navigations at sea or inland waterways. Transport contract means a contract of carriage between a carrier and the passengers for the provisions of one or more passenger services or cruises. Ticket means a valid document or other evidence of a transport contract. Ticket vendor means any retail concluding transport contracts on behalf of a carrier. Travel agent means any retail acting on behalf of a passenger or a tour operator for the conclusion of transport contracts. Tour operator means an organizer or retailer other than a carrier within the meaning of Article 2 and of Directive 90/314/EC. Reservation means a booking of a specific departure of a passenger service or a cruise. Terminal operator means a private or public body in the territory of a member state responsible for the administration and management of a port terminal. Cruise means a transport services by sea or inland waterway operated exclusively for the purpose of pleasure or recreation, supplemented by accommodation and other facilities exceeding 2 overnight stays on board. Shipping incidents means shipwrecked, capsizing, collision or standing of the ship, explosion or fire in the ship or defect in the ship. Tickets and no discriminatory contract conditions. Carriers shall issue a ticket to the passenger unless under national law other documents give entitlement to transport. A ticket may be issued in an electronic format. Without prejudice to social tariff, the contract conditions and tariffs applied by carriers or ticket vendors shall be offered to the general public without any direct or indirect discrimination, based on the nationality of the final customers or on the place of establishment of carriers or ticket vendors within the union. Other performing parties. Where the performance of the obligations under this regulation has been entrusted to a performing carrier, ticket vendor or any other person, the carrier travel agent, tour operator or terminal operator who has entrusted such obligations shall nevertheless be liable for the act omission of that performing party acting within that party's scope of employment. In addition to paragraph 1, The party to whom the performance of an obligation has been entrusted by the carrier, travel agent, tour operator, or terminal operator shall be subjected to provisions of this regulation, including provisions of liabilities and defenses with regard to the obligation entrusted. Exclusion of waiver. Rights and obligation pursuant to this regulation shall not be waived or limited in particular by a derogation or restrictive clause in the transport contract. Rights of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility. Right to transport. Carriers, travel agents and tour operators shall not refuse to accept a reservation, to issue or otherwise provide a ticket or to embark person on the grounds of disability or of reduced mobility as such. Reservations and tickets shall be offered to disabled person and person with reduced mobility at no additional cost under the same condition that apply to all other passengers. Exceptions and special conditions. By way of derogation from Article 7, carriers, travel agents and tour operators may refuse to accept a reservation from to issue or otherwise provide a ticket to or to embark a disabled person or person with reduced mobility. In order to meet applicable safety requirements established by international, union or national law or in order to meet safety requirements established by the competent authorities, where the design of the passenger ship or port infrastructure and equipment including port terminals makes it impossible to carry out the embarkation, disembarkation or carriage of the said person in a safe or operationally feasible manner. In the event of refusal to accept a reservation or to issue or otherwise provide a ticket on the grounds referred to in paragraph 1, carriers, travel agents and tour operators shall make all reasonable effort to propose to the person concerned an acceptable alternative transport on a passenger service or a cruise operated by the carrier. Where a disabled person or a person with reduced mobility who holds a reservation or has a ticket and has complied with the requirements referred to in Article 11 is nonetheless denied embarkation on the basis of this regulation, that person and any accompanying person referred to in paragraph 4 of this article shall be offered the choice between the right of reimbursement and the rerouting as provided for in Annex 1st. The right to the options of return journey or rerouting shall be conditional upon all safety requirements being met. Where strictly necessary and under the same condition set out in paragraph 1, carriers, travel agents and tour operators may require that a disabled person or person with reduced mobility be accompanied by another person who is capable of providing the assistance required by the disabled person or person with reduced mobility. As regards passenger services, such as accompanying person shall be carried free of charge. When carriers, travel agents and tour operators have recourse to paragraph 1 or 4, they shall immediately inform the disabled person or person with reduced mobility of the specific reasons therefore. On request, those reasons shall be notified to the disabled person or person with reduced mobility in writing, no later than 5 working days after the request. In the event of refusal according to paragraph 1, reference shall be made to the applicable safety requirements. Accessibility and information. In cooperation with organizations representative of disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility, carriers and terminal operators shall, where appropriate through their organizations, establish or have in place non-discriminatory access conditions for the transport of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility and accompanying persons. The access conditions shall upon request be communicated to national enforcement bodies. The access condition provided for in paragraph 1 shall be made publicly available by carriers and terminal operator physically or on the internet in accessible formats on request and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. Particular attention shall be paid to the needs of disabled person and person with reduced mobility. Tour operator shall make available the access conditions provided for in paragraph 1, which apply to journeys included in package travel, package holidays, and package tour with their organized sell or offer for sale. Carriers, travel agents, and tour operators shall ensure that all relevant information, including online reservation and information concerning the condition of carriage, journey information, and access condition, is available in appropriate and accessible formats for disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility. Persons needing assistance shall receive confirmation of such assistance by any means available, including electronic means or short message service. Right to assistance in ports on onboard ships. Subject to the access conditions provided for in Article 9, carriers and terminal operators shall, within their respective areas of competence, provide assistance free of charge to disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, as specified in Annex 2 and 3, in ports including embarkation and disembarkation and onboard ships. The assistance shall, if possible, be adapted to the individual needs of the disabled person or person with reduced mobility. Condition under which assistance is provided. Carriers and terminal operator shall, within their respective areas of competence, provide assistance to disabled person with reduced mobility, as set out in Article 10, provided that the carrier of the terminal operator is notified by any means available, including electronic means or SMS, of the person's need for such assistance at the latest 48 hours before the assistance is needed, unless a shorter period is agreed between the passenger and the carrier or terminal operator, and the disabled person or person with reduced mobility presents himself at the port or at the designated point as referred to his Article 12. At a time stipulated in writing by the carrier, which shall not be more than 60 minutes before the published embarkation time, or if no embarkation time is stipulated, no later than 60 minutes before the published departure time, unless a shorter period is agreed between the passengers and the carrier or terminal operator. In addition to paragraph 1, disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility shall notify the carrier at the time of reservation or advance purchase of the ticket of their specific needs with regard to accommodation, seating or services required, or their need to bring medical equipment, provided the need is known at that time. Where no notification is made in accordance with paragraph 1 and 2, carriers and terminal operators shall nonetheless make all reasonable efforts to ensure that the assistance is provided in such a way that the disabled person or person with reduced mobility is able to embark, disembark, and travel on the ship. Where a disabled person or person with reduced mobility is accompanied by a recognized assistance dog, that dog shall be accommodated together with that person, provided that the carrier, travel agent, or tour operator is notified in accordance with the applicable national rules on the carriages of recognized assistance dogs on board passenger ships where such rules exist. reception of notifications and designation of meeting points. Carriers, terminal operators, travel agents, and tour operators shall take all measures necessary for the request for notifications and for the reception of notifications made in accordance with Article 11.1 and 11.2. That obligation shall apply at all their points of sale, including sale by telephone and over the Internet. If travel agents or tour operators receive the notification referred to in paragraph 1, they shall, within their normal office hours, transfer the information to the carrier or terminal operator without delay. Carriers and terminal operators shall designate a point inside or outside port terminals at which disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility can announce their arrival and request assistance. That point shall be clearly signed post and shall offer basic information about the port terminal and assistance provided in accessible formats. Quality standards for assistance. The terminal operators and carriers operating port terminals or passenger services with a total of more than 100 million commercial passengers movements during the previous calendar year shall, within their respective areas of competence, set quality standards for the assistance specified in Annexes 2nd and 3rd, and shall, where appropriate through their organization, determine resource requirements for meeting those standards in cooperation with the organization representative of disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility. In setting quality standards, full account shall be taken of internationally recognized policies and codes of conduct concerning facilitation of the transport of disabled person or person with reduced mobility, notably of IMO's recommendation on the design of operation of passenger ship to respond to elderly and disabled persons' needs. The quality standards provided for in paragraph 1 shall be made publicly available by terminal operators and carriers physically or on the Internet in accessible formats and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. Training and instructions. Without prejudice to the international conventions and code on standards of training, certification and watchkeeping for seafarers and to the regulations adopted under revised convention for Rhine navigation and the convention regarding the regime of navigation of the Danube, carriers and, where appropriate, terminal operators shall establish disability-related training procedures, including instructions, and ensure that their personnel, including those employed by any other performing party providing direct assistance to disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, are trained or instructed as described in Annex 4th Parts A and B. Their personnel, who are otherwise responsible for the reservation and selling of tickets or embarkation and disembarkation, including those employed by any other performing party, are trained or instructed as described in Annex 4th, Part A, and the categories of personnel referred to in points A and B maintain their competence, for example, through instruction or refresh training courses when appropriate. Compensation in respect of mobility equipment or other specific equipment. Carriers and terminal operators shall be liable for loss suffered as a result of the loss of or damage to mobility equipment or other specific equipment used by disabled person or person with reduced mobility, if the incident which caused the loss was due to the fault or neglect of the carrier or the terminal operator. The fault or neglect of the carrier shall be presumed for loss caused by shipping incident. The compensation referred to in paragraph 1 shall correspond to the replacement value of the equipment concerned or, where applicable, to the costs relating to repairs. Paragraphs 1 and 2 shall not apply if Article 4 of Regulation EC number 392/2009 of the European Parliament and of the Council of 23rd April 2009 of the liability of carriers of passengers by sea in the event of accidents applies. Moreover, every effort shall be undertaken to rapidly provide temporary replacement equipment, which is a suitable alternative. Obligations of carriers and terminal operators in the event of interrupted travel. Information in the event of cancelled or delay departures. In the case of a cancellation or a delay in departures of a passenger service or a cruise, passengers departing from port terminals or, if possible, passengers departing from ports shall be informed by the carrier or, where appropriate, by the terminal operator of the situation as soon as possible and, in any event, no later than 30 minutes after scheduled time of departures and of the estimated departure time and estimated arrival time as soon as the information is available. If passenger miss a connecting transport service due to a cancellation or delay, the carrier and, where appropriate, the terminal operator shall make responsible effort to inform the passenger concerned of alternative connections. The carrier or, where appropriate, the terminal operator shall ensure that disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility receive the information required under paragraph 1 and 2 in accessible formats. Assistance in the event of cancelled or delayed departures. Where a carrier reasonably expects the departure of a passenger service or a cruise to be cancelled or delayed for more than 19 minutes beyond its scheduled time of departure, passengers departing from port terminals shall be offered free of charge snacks, meals or refreshments in reasonable relation to the waiting time, provided they were available or can reasonably be supplied. In the case of cancellation or a delay in departure where a stay of one or more nights or a stay additional to that intended by the passenger becomes necessary, where and when physically possible, the carrier shall offer passengers departing from port terminals free of charge adequate accommodation on board or ashore and transport to and from the port terminal and place of accommodation in addition to the snacks, meals or refreshment provided for in paragraph 1. For each passenger, the carrier may limit the total cost of accommodation ashore, not including transport to and from the port terminal and place of accommodation, to €80 per night for a maximum of 3 nights. In applying paragraphs 1 and 2, the carrier shall pay particular attention to the needs of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility and any accompanying persons. Rerouting and reimbursement in the event of cancelled or delayed departures. Where a carrier reasonably expects a passenger service to be cancelled or delayed in departure from a port terminal for more than 19 minutes, the passenger shall immediately be offered the choice between rerouting to the final destination under comparable conditions as set out in the transport contract at the earliest opportunity and at no additional cost, reimbursement of the ticket price and, where relevant, a return service free of charge to the first point of departure as set out in the transport contract at the earliest opportunity. Passenger service is cancelled or delayed in departure from a port for more than 90 minutes, passengers shall have the right to such rerouting and reimbursement of the ticket price from the carrier. The payment of the reimbursement provided for in paragraph 1b and 2 shall be made within 7 days in cash, by electronic bank transfer, bank order or bank check, of the full cost of the ticket at the price at which it was purchased, for the part or parts of the journey not made, and for the part or parts already made where the journey no longer serves any purpose in relation to the passenger's original travel plan. Where the passenger agrees, the full reimbursement may also be paid in form of vouchers and or other services in an amount equivalent to the price for which the ticket was purchased, provided that the conditions are flexible, particularly regarding the period of validity and the destination. Compensation of the ticket price in the event of delay in arrival. Without losing the right to transport, passengers may request compensation from the carrier if they are facing a delay in arrival at the final destination, as set out in the transport contract. The minimum level of compensation shall be 25% of the ticket price for a delay of at least 1 hour in the case of a scheduled journey of up to 4 hours, 2 hours in the case of scheduled journey of more than 4 hours but not exceeding 8 hours, 3 hours in the case of scheduled journey and more than 8 hours but not exceeding 24 hours, or 6 hours in the case of scheduled journey of more than 24 hours. In the delay exceeded double the time set out in points A to D, the compensation shall be 50% of the ticket price. Passengers who hold a travel pass or a season ticket and who encounter recurrent delays in arrival during its period of validity may request adequate compensation in accordance with the carrier's compensation arrangements. These arrangements shall state the criteria for determining delay in arrival and for calculation of compensation. Compensation shall be calculated in relation to the price which the passenger actually paid for the delay passenger service. Where the transport is for a return journey, compensation for delay in arrival on either the outward or the return leg shall be calculated in relation to half of the price paid for the transport by the passenger service. The compensation shall be paid in money at the request of the passenger. The compensation of the ticket price shall not be reduced by financial transaction costs such as fees, telephone costs, or stamps. Carriers may introduce a minimum threshold under which payments for compensation will not be paid. This threshold shall not exceed Euro 6. Exemptions. Article 17.2 shall not apply where the carrier proves that the cancellation or delay is caused by weather conditions endangering the safe operation of the ship. Article 19 shall not apply where the carrier proves that the cancellation or delay is caused by weather condition endangering the safe operation of the ship or by extraordinary circumstances hindering the performances of the passenger service which could not have been avoided even if all reasonable measures had been taken. Further claims. Nothing in this regulation shall preclude the passengers from seeking damage in accordance with national law in respect of loss resulting from cancellation or delay of transport services before national courts, including under Directive 90/314/EEC. General use of information and complaints. Rights to travel information. Carriers and terminal operators shall, within their respective areas of competence, provide passengers with adequate information throughout their travel in formats which are accessible to everybody and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. Particular attention shall be paid to the needs of disabled person and person with reduced mobility. Information on passenger rights. Carriers, terminal operator, and when applicable, port authorities shall, within their respective areas of competence, ensure that information on the rights of passengers under this regulation is publicly available on board ships, in ports, if possible, and in port terminals. The information shall be provided as far as possible in accessible formats and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. When that information is provided, particular attention shall be paid to the needs of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility. In order to comply with information requirement referred to in paragraph 1, carriers, terminal operators, and when applicable, port authorities may use a summary of the provisions of this regulation prepared by the Commission in all the official languages of the institutions of the European Union and made available to them. Carriers, terminal operators, and when applicable, port authorities shall inform passengers in an appropriate manner on board ships, in ports if possible, and in port terminals of the contract details of the enforcement body designated by the member state concerned pursuant to Article 25.1. Complaints. Carriers and terminal operators shall set up or have in place an accessible complaint handling mechanism for rights and obligations covered by this regulation. Where a passenger covered by this regulation wants to make a complaint to the carrier or terminal operator, he shall submit it within 2 months from the date on which the services was performed or when a service should have been performed. Within 1 month of receiving the complaint, the carrier or terminal operator shall give notice to the passenger that his complaint has been substantiated, rejected, or is still being considered. The time taken to provide the final reply shall not be longer than 2 months for the receipt of a complaint. Enforcement and National Enforcement Bodies. National Enforcement Bodies. Each member state shall designate a new or existing body or bodies responsible for the enforcement of this regulation as regards passenger services and cruises from ports situated on its territory and passenger services from a third country to such ports. Each body shall take the measures necessary to ensure compliance with this regulation. Each body shall, in its organization, funding decision, legal structure, and decision-making, be independent of commercial interests. Member states shall inform the Commission of the body or bodies designated in accordance with this article. Any passenger may submit a complaint in accordance with national law to the competent body designated under paragraph 1 or to any other competent body designated by a member state about an alleged infringement of this regulation. Competent body shall provide passengers with a substantial reply to their complaint within a reasonable period of time. A member state may decide that the passenger, as a first step, shall submit the complaint covered by this regulation to the carrier or terminal operator, and or that the national enforcement body or any other competent body designated by the member state shall act as an appeal body for complaints not resolved under Article 24. Member states that have chosen to exempt certain services pursuant to Article 2.4 shall ensure that a comparable mechanism of enforcement of passenger rights is in place. Report on enforcement. By 1st June 2015, and every 2 years thereafter, the enforcement bodies designated pursuant to Article 25 shall publish a report on their activity in the previous 2 calendar years, containing in particular a description of actions taken in order to implement the provisions of this regulation, details of sanctions applied and statistics of complaints and sanctions applied. Cooperation between enforcement bodies. National enforcement bodies referred to in Article 25 shall exchange information on their work and decision-making principles and practice to the extent necessary for the coherent application of this regulation. The Commission shall support them in their task. Penalties. The member states shall lay down rules on penalties applicable to infringements of the provisions of this regulation and shall take all the measures necessary to ensure that they are implemented. The penalties provided for shall be effective, proportionate, and dissuasive. Member states shall notify those rules and measures to the Commission by 18 December 2012 and shall notify it without delay of any subsequent amendment affecting them. Final provisions. Report. The Commission shall report to the European Parliament and to the Council by 19 December 2015 on the operation and effects of this regulation. The report shall be accompanied, where necessary, by legislative proposal implementing the further detail the provisions of this regulation or amending it. Amendment to Regulation EC number 2006-2004. In the Annex to Regulation EC number 2006-2004, the following point shall be added. Regulation EU number 1177/2010 of the European Parliament and of the Council of 24 November 2010 concerning the rights of passengers when travelling by sea and inland waterway. Entry into force. This regulation shall enter into force on the 20th day following its publication in the Official Journal of the European Union. It shall apply from 18 December 2012. This regulation shall be binding in its entirety and directly applicable in all member states. Right to reimbursement or rerouting for disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, as referred to in Article 8. Where reference is made to this annex, disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility shall be offered the choice between reimbursement within 7 days, paid in cash by electronic bank transfer, bank order or bank check, of the full cost of the ticket at the price at which it was purchased, and for the part of parts already made if the journey no longer serves any purpose in relation to the passenger's original travel plan, plus were relevant. A return service to the first point of departure at the earliest opportunity, or rerouting to the final destination as set out in the transport contract at no additional cost and under comparable conditions at the earliest opportunity. or rerouting to the final destination as set out in the transport contract under comparable conditions at a later date at the passenger's convenience subject to availabilities of tickets. Paragraph 1st A shall also apply to passengers whose journeys form part of a package except for the right to reimbursement where such a right arises under Directive 90/314/EEC. Well, in the case where a town, city or region is served by several ports, a carrier offers a passenger a journey to an alternative port to that for which the reservation was made. The carrier shall bear the cost of transferring the passenger from that alternative port either to that for which the reservation was made, or to another nearby destination agreed with the passenger. Assistance in ports, including embarkation and disembarkation, as referred to in Articles 10 and 13. Assistance and arrangements necessary to enable disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility to communicate their arrival at a port terminal or, if possible, a port and their request for assistance. Move from an entry point to the check-in counter, if any, or to the ship. Check in and register baggage, if necessary. Proceed from the check-in counter, if any, to the ship through immigration and security points. Embark the ship with the provision of lift, wheelchairs or other assistance needed as appropriate. Proceed from the ship door to their seats area. Store and retrieve baggage on the ship. Proceed from their seat to the ship door. Disembark from the ship with the provision lift, wheelchairs or other assistance needed as appropriate. Retrieve baggage if necessary and proceed through immigration and custom points. Proceed from the baggage hall or the disembarkation point to a designated point of exit. If required, make their way to the toilet facilities, if any. Where a disabled person or person with reduced mobility is assisted by an accompanying person, that person must, if requested, be allowed to provide the necessary assistance in the port and with embarking and disembarking. Handling of all necessary mobility equipment, including equipment such as electric wheelchairs. Temporary replacement of damaged or lost mobility equipment with equipment which is a suitable alternative. Ground handling of recognized assistance dogs when relevant. Communication in accessible format or information needed to embark and disembark. Assistance on board ships as referred to in Articles 10 and 13. Carriage of recognized assistance dogs on board the ship subject to national regulations. Carriage of medical equipment and all the mobility equipment necessary for the disabled person or person with reduced mobility, including electric wheelchairs. Communication of essential information concerning a route in accessible formats. Making all reasonable efforts to arrange seating to meet the needs of disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility on request and subject to safety requirements and availability. If required, assistance in moving to toilet facilities, if any. Where a disabled person or person with reduced mobility is assisted by an accompanying person, the carrier shall make all reasonable efforts to give such person a seat or a cabin next to the disabled person or person with reduced mobility. Disability-related training including instructions as referred to in Article 14. Disability awareness of and appropriate responses to passengers with physical, sensory, hearing and visual, hidden on learning disabilities, including how to distinguish between the different abilities of person whose mobility, orientation, or communication may be reduced. Barriers faced by disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, including attitudinal, environmental, physical, and organizational barriers. Recognize the assistance dogs, including the role and the needs of an assistance dog. Dealing with unexpected occurrences. Interpersonal skills and method of communication with people with hearing impairments, visual impairments, or speech impairments, and people with a learning disability. General awareness of IMO guidelines relating to the recommendation of the design and operation of passenger ship to respond to elderly and disabled persons' need. Disability assistance training, including instructions. Disability assistance training, including instructions, includes how to help wheelchair users make transfers into and out of a wheelchair. Skills for providing assistance to disabled person and person with reduced mobility, traveling with a recognized assistance dog, including the role and the needs of those dogs. Techniques for escorting passengers with visual impairments and for the handling and carriage of recognized assistance dog. An understanding of the types of equipment which can assist disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility and the knowledge of how to carefully handle such equipment. The use of boarding and deboarding assistance equipment, using a knowledge of the appropriate boarding and deboarding assistance procedures that safeguard the safety of dignity of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility. Understanding of the need of the reliable and professional assistance, also awareness of the potential of certain disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility to experience feelings of vulnerability during travel because of their dependence of the assistance provided, and knowledge of first aid.